What happened today at the summit is basically that the facilitator presented his report, and basically his report was explaining that the situation was not so good in Zimbabwe, that there was a lot of tension, particularly over the things that had happened in the last 48 hours. This was to do with the issue of proclamation, but also spoke to the issue of the Concord judgment and how it had complicated the legal processes vis-a-vis when the election would be held. He did speak about the representations that he has gotten, particularly from even other political parties that are outside government, ZAPU, the Marambo, and Zanindo, but at the point that generally there was a lot of unhappiness around what had happened in terms of the proclamation that had been put through.
What did the Zimbabwean leaders say at the SADC summit?
After his presentation, the parties were then asked to respond to his presentation. First was President Mugabe, who explained in his presentation that in his opinion, he doesn't think that there's a problem. He believes that the only reason why there was an inclusive government was because of the violence in 2008. And therefore, since violence is no longer that much of an issue, we should proceed to go to an election. He was followed by Prime Minister Tsvangirai, who spoke about particularly his disappointment in the unilateral decision that had been taken by President Mugabe. He also spoke to support the report of the facilitator. The last one to speak from the parties was Professor Mugabe, who then went into details around the legal issues and why there were legal complications around the issues of the proclamation. And he then suggested the various ways, legal ways of trying to deal with the problem that we found ourselves in. And the proposal that he gave was that we could go back to a varying of the dates, which would in fact mean that you have to revoke the proclamation.
What were the resolutions made by the SADC leaders?
The summit then resolved first to adopt the facilitator's report, i.e. adopt the proposals and recommendations that the facilitator had in his report about the things that need to happen before an election. It then also proceeded to adopt the resolution that the government of Zimbabwe should be asked to go and back to Concord and ask for varying of the dates by about 2 weeks, so that would allow implementation of the things that needed to be done. President Mugabe agreed to that, except that he then said we should ask the Minister of Justice to make that application. Therefore,
how genuine was President Mugabe in actually saying that he was agreeing with what was being said by SADC?
Well, I don't think he had the choice. I think it was very clear that in terms of SADC, whilst they acknowledged the fact that they could not overrule internal court decisions, it was very clear that they also wanted an election that would stand the test of time. And therefore, I think it became very clear, because every head of state that spoke basically underlined the importance of going to an election that was not contested.
Are you happy with the outcome of the SADC summit?
Well, we are very happy. We are very happy, especially because I think it says a precedent, it says a message that says you can't play fools with people, in particular with SADC. You know that we came to this summit very disappointed that ZANU-PF had requested for time when SADC had been called last week so that they would come with a proclamation. And they hoped that if they come with a proclamation, then therefore that would be a close deal. But clearly, SADC did not take that position. It took a position that says, let's look at the bigger picture, the bigger picture that we want a free and fair election.